It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week, they start by discussing events in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
On Monday, down at the Lexington Convention Center, the Freedom March starts at 10 a.m. And then at 11 a.m., there will be a program with the keynote speaker, the Reverend Otis Moss III, and Committed, an a cappella group, will perform. And also at 2:30 p.m. at the Kentucky, there'll be a free screening of Race, the Jesse Owens story. And all of those events are free.
That's right. And the movie at the Kentucky Theater has become an annual presentation of the One World Film Festival on MLK Day at the Kentucky.
And that's not the only thing being celebrated this weekend, is it, Rich?
That's right. We were talking about Monday there, but there's a lot going on before Monday. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is the 10th anniversary celebration of Lex Jam, Saturday night at Willie's Locally Known. And Lex Jam has been going on, well, obviously for 10 years, but it is an open mic event, basically for area musicians. Anyone who wants to play can show up when they have Lex Jam. It's once a month. It's kind of moved around the area over the years. It started out at Lexington Center. It was at Natasha's for a long time until Natasha's closed, and now it's at Willie's Locally Known. When they have them, you know, you can show up with your instrument and get on the list to play and have a few numbers. And there are regulars that show up there all the time. There are people who just come in every once in a while. There are people who have kind of launched careers out of Lex Jam. They were talking to Walter Tunis about Taylor Hughes, a local musician who now regularly performs at clubs and festivals in the area, kind of got her started at Lex Jam. They said she, her first time, she looked like a scared rabbit.
And, I can understand that.
It can be intimidating to get up there, but, you know, it's really given a lot of people a chance to kind of find their feet. And so they are going to be celebrating with a lot of, you know, the regulars over the years and stuff on Saturday night at Willie's. And I know there's a celebration or remembrance of a more somber kind at the Ann Tower Gallery coming up this weekend.
It's retrospective and remembrance of Ann Tower, who passed away in November. This is going to be on Saturday from 6 to 8 at the Ann Tower Gallery on Main Street. And there's going to be a reception, and Anne was a respective artist as well as a gallery owner. So many people knew her and, as I said, respected her.
There'll be a very big event, and one of several art events going on this weekend. We have the launch of Black Bone at the Moreland Gallery, and this is the Afro-Latchian Poets and the Afro-Latchian Artists, so it's going to be a really interesting exhibit. And then we also have a Lexington Art League opening up its figure exhibit this weekend, so lots of things to see.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at WEKU.FM. And if you're a member of an organization or nonprofit group and you have an event you would like to publicize, you can post it when you visit the events calendar link at WEKU.FM.